When she posted her holiday outfit on X, this young woman did not think that she would end up naked on the internet. For the past few days, users have been asking Grok, X's generative AI chatbot, to undress women and sometimes even minors without their consent. For Marion, this was a violation of privacy.
It's really upsetting to see this. You wonder, why would anyone do that? When do you decide to do that to people you don't even know on social media? I think there have been about 30 cases. It hurts to see yourself like that. It's not my body, but it looks similar. And then people can reuse the image anywhere. That's the issue.
She reported it to the platform, but some images of her naked are still online. Instances of free and accessible AI that are stripping women and men of their clothing are on the rise. Here, a user asks the chatbot to put this young woman in a bikini. Victims have been advised to immediately report illegal content on the platform as well as to authorities. For their part, ministers and members of parliament have also reacted.
Outraged by requests made to Grok AI to strip girls and women, while the image is artificial, the harm is very real.
The courts must examine X's criminal liability. This is something new because there is no jurisprudence in France on this issue yet. So it's excellent that the courts are taking up the case.
Another victim has launched an online petition calling for greater regulation of generative AI. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission did not immediately respond for comment, while the Federal Trade Commission declined to comment. For its part, an ex-AI representative responded, "Legacy media lies.